April 10, 2021. It's Juan from Pedro Show.
Yeah.
Swat for Pedro Show. Happy Saturday. Getting towards the middle of the month, we start out with John Coltrane up against the wall. Or I should say against the wall, right? Because it's kind of, slang talk. Maybe a monk song, huh? I'm thinking. Anyway, then Super Freak, brand new.
Hello.
Yeah. Explain me the meme.
Yeah, explain me the meme. I pronounce it like meme because it's, in Italian it's called meme. I didn't know the English pronunciation.
Because we're fucked up. You have to have somebody say it first because you cannot look at the word ice. I-C-E. How do you pronounce that? Ica?
Ice.
Yeah, Ica. You know, no, it's ice. Yeah, okay. So in English.
No, but I love my Italian English, so I force it. When I discover it, I keep the Italian pronunciation.
Yeah, no problem. Because it is personal, huh? But I tell you, as many pronunciations I found as people speaking, because the spelling doesn't give you, it only gives you a guess. You have to hear somebody else. And then still, look, I live in a town called Pedro. Yeah, it's just all fucked up. It's okay. It's the main goal, I think, is to communicate. It's not correct. It's not to be correct.
No, but even that, I always thought, to speak in English by being Italian. I don't want to be fake, no? I'm true. I'm Italian, and I speak my English. In some way, I destroy the English. I like the international English, so I can destroy it and say things how I like.
Ah, good point. I like that idea, too. So it's like clay. it's like clay to take in your hand, and you can make your own ceramics.
Yes, that's it.
All right, see. Now, I want to talk about your journey through music, please. So please bring, remember, it's the Watt from Pedro Show, so there's no hard questions and there's no wrong answers. But if you can, bring your earliest memory regarding music.
Earliest memory regarding music. When I was maybe really a little kid, my uncle, he duplicated cassettes of this Italian singer Paolo Conte. And that's my earliest idea of listening to something specific. I was a huge fan of Paolo Conte when I was 5, 6. I'm still a fan of it, but it's something like how it's the earliest memory of something that I was passionate with music.
Yes, so very important. Was this Bari?
I was in Bari, but Paolo Conte is from the north of Italy. It's very famous.
But it was a cassette, right? He wasn't in your house.
The cassette was in my house.
Yeah, but not Paolo. Paolo is up north, okay. But let me explain the listeners.
Yes.
People, Bari, if you think of Italy as a boot, Bari is kind of the heel, or the beginning of the heel. And this region, Puglia, and I got to go there. First, many years ago, maybe 15 years ago with Stooges, and then again a few years ago to see Giuseppe's, to be part of his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, so it was a crazy times, both of the times I was there.
Right.
Once as an audience, and the second time, too, as a husband.
Yeah, now, it was near where Stooges actually played, was near Otranto, where the gig was supposed to be, but did not happen. It was a little village called Malpignano?
Melpignano.
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry, excuse me. So, and it was an old cloister where the nuns used to live maybe 800 years ago. It was a very striking scene, and it was a great gig. Good child, good people, and at last minute had to be reorganized because of this problem with the permit. I'm the only one of the Stooges people that, because we stayed way up by Bari, and I took a bike path, alongside the Adriatic all the way down to Otranto. Inside that, it's a castle, but they have a little town inside it, and I went in there. I'm the only one because. Anyway, enough about me, about you. So what I'm trying to say is Bari isn't like, if you're a tourist, but you should go there. A lot of olive trees, a lot of good chow, a lot of good people. A lot of sun.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of my town. It's, it's a great place to see.
Now, besides cassette players, was there any other kinds of musical devices in your house?
Yeah. Yes, in my house there was no great listening. I discovered later how my parents were fun, because I discovered some vinyls of my mother about Italian progressive, like Premiata Forneria Marconi.
PFM.
Some PFM, yes. And
Big song here when I was teenager was Celebrate.
Yes, yes, the Celebration, the album, yes. It was huge in US, I guess, because it was that one was singled in English, if I remember.
That's right. And part of that whole movement, I think they had the same guy writing words who wrote for King Crimson and Emerson, like, and Paul Palmer.
Oh, maybe, I don't know that.
Yeah, Pete Sinfield. But this is a long time ago. But so your parents are listeners, but they're not players.
No, they were not players. Not they are. My mother was a listener. My father and music was not a connection. Sometimes in the car, but just the radio, the music coming from the radio with no special things. No players around me.
Yeah. So there's no instruments. So what about school? Were you in the choir or the school band or shit like that?
I was. I started playing because a friend of mine, Benny, told me we need a bass player. So I said, okay, what is the bass? And I said, okay, I can play that, I guess. And I started playing. But before that moment, maybe some keyboards, but just playing, not with the. I was not into music playing. Before that moment, even at school, I didn't have a good teacher at school, so I was not passionate about that.
Okay, what about listening? What was the first record you bought with your own money?
The first record I bought, I guess it was a Zappa record, because my musical influence coming from my bigger cousins or some friends, no, and so I have. Tons of duplicate cassettes, no original stuff. I have no money for that. And then when I bought something, maybe I know what I want. And maybe I was or in something reggae, or maybe it was already Zappa. Because when I started listening to Zappa, everything changed in my life some way.
Frank Zappa had big influence. What about first gig you went and saw?
My first gig, I was when I was a really kid, my uncle brought me to Paolo Conte concert. It was a big concert, and in this theater, in a tent theater, because the Bari theater was burnt, and so we had no theater in the town, and they built this tent theater while they were rebuilding the original one, and so it was there, this huge, big... a big concert that was.
Like tent, like circus.
Okay. Yes, a tent like circus, yes.
Yeah,
because it's supposed to be like for a few years, but it lasts a very long time, this situation.
You know, they used to build Willys in a tent in Toledo. Willys, you would know Willys, they made the Jeep, if you know this small little car in the army.
Yes, the Jeep.
Willie's over.
Now it's Italian, the Jeep. So
that's
I know
right,
that.
Because they went in with Chrysler and they made a merger, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The Germans tried it, didn't work out. But with the Italians, it's working out. Yeah. Yeah, Fiat, huh? Fix it again.
Yes.
We say here, fix it again, Tony. No, actually, Fiat's are very good now. They had kind of bad reputation in the 60s. So did everything, right? Nationalism is a wonderful thing. Terrible. So when Benny asked you to do bass, first let's play Estrangeiro.
Thank you. giving love to the girls. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. trend is of Moscow. There's nothing to talk about, and I am getting borrowed. I lost my number. Yeah, I used a joke to tell. There's nothing to communicate. It's just that satisfaction. Oh, I know about everybody. Yeah, I know the trend is almost gone. There's nothing to talk about, and I am getting borrowed. Oh, I post my announcement. Yes, I use a joke to tell it.
Pedro Show started that chunk of music off with Super Freak, Estrangeiro, from the new album. Frog Women after that, I hope. Your Chloro, VHS Punk and Paste. Your Mao, Victor, Senza, Far Niente. Niente, sorry. Excuse me, I'm going to fucking destroy everybody's language, I'm sorry. Not on purpose. Texas from Bari. Texas from Bari. I'm so tired of missing you, Luke Lucas. Yeah, I detected it. I think he's U.S.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into this. Cristio with Piper or Peeper. Destroy everyone's language, yeah. Tercio de Guvia from Marco Serrato and Raul Cantizano. This is from Sevilla in Spain, and he's a bass brother. He's working with the... He's stand-up man. And working with flamenco guitar. D. Boone loved flamenco, you know. So Marco, yeah, he sent me lots. Actually, he likes shred, right? But he's also trained in a stand-up jazz. You know, music is music. I love it. Matt Nelson after that, another bassman, but from Knoxville, Tennessee. Dreams 1 and 2, brand new album. And he's switching from the stand-up to electric bass. Which you don't see a lot of people do. Devin Hoff's done a little bit of that. Some people pick one or the other, you know. Somebody like Trevor Dunn, he'll do both. I tried in the 90s. It was too hard for me, so I had to stick with electric. Stand-up is like gigantic violin. The way you put your hand. Yeah, without the chin part, huh? Then Bomas Brendan, Yellow File. Finally, Fantic Function. Super Freak. So... When Benny asked you to do the bass and you don't know what the bass is, how old?
I was 16, I guess, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you do? Do you actually get a real bass or do you get a guitar and try to play it with four strings?
No, I bought a real bass. It was a very cheap one, a Roytec, I remember the brand. And we start a band directly, immediately, the day after I bought it.
Well, I asked you that not because you're that tonto. But I'm the Stunato who played a guitar for like 3 years with four strings. Because arena rock, you were so far away, I didn't realize it was more than just only four strings. They were bigger strings. So I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought they had skinnier necks. I had no idea. I didn't know bass, bass meant lower. I was an idiot, you know. I just didn't. It was different. We're talking early 70s, right? And, thank God D. Boone, mother put me on the bass because I owe her everything. And I owe everything to him for playing with me. So you and Benny make this band. What do you call it?
We call it La Direzione, which means the direction. Because every time we split the rehearsal room with another band, and we didn't know how to sign, you know, when we want to say something to them. And so we put La Direzione, like in an hotel. No, they put the direction, the director. And so we added this name. This was the reason.
Okay. Kind of descriptive. Yeah. Okay. So, and what does this band do? Does it copy songs? Or do you guys try to start writing your own songs right away?
No, we start immediately with our songs. But because even other guys didn't know how to play, you know, so we can do just our songs and not songs from other guys. That is too difficult for us. So sure, we start writing songs. It was easier.
Now, how was the process? Did Benny bring the songs or did everybody help write?
Yes, at the beginning, yes. It was Benny or there is Gianni, which was the singer. They were more into music than the other guys. And we follow him at the beginning, yes.
Okay. So, like, Here's the chords. Here's the melody. Now,
yes, it was
But I'm curious. Did they say, now you play this, go from this fret to that fret, or you find out yourself?
No, it was more like you find out yourself. But okay. Sometimes they help. In the beginning, they help because I didn't know how to put hands or how to do things.
I capito, you know. But I'm trying to understand. How did you deal with that, not knowing, but wanting to play? Because you have no teacher, right? They're kind of your teacher?
Yes, they were my teachers in some way. They were playing, they teach me something. And then sometime I went maybe reading something on the internet, but the internet was still a wild place, so you didn't find many things, and they were all in English. That for me was a little hard still. At the moment.
And what did you use for amplifier?
I took an amplifier, a Lanny. It was a little one, like 60 watt. I still have that one.
Lanny, yeah, English, I think.
Lanny, yes.
So, actually, I played some Lannys with the Stooges, big ones. Now, I thought in some ways they were better than the Ampegs. I mean, I was always using red and stuff. I never knew until the first note of the first song. No, sorry. Yeah, it was... But it was still,
yes,
it was very thrilling. But I'm curious.
The tempo was very small, no, for playing with that band. So I put everything on the highest part. So it was a lot of middle sound in the beginning. And maybe I keep some way playing in the way with some middle sound for the bass, not too low.
Ah, we're talking about... treble, mid-range bass, and so
you're boosting
up the mids, yeah, because a small amp, and you want to be able to hear yourself. Can you remember the first gig?
Yes, the first gig was in a house, a birthday it was, and we played there like it was our first gig. We played like a kind of stoner, we can say, so we want to be very heavy there, and I remember the father of... the girl was having her birthday. They came us to say, "This is not music, this is noise." And we were like, "Yes, it was a congratulation for us. No, it was like something good. We were so happy to do noise."
You had success. It was success.
Yes. It was a successful concert.
Yeah. You piss off the father. Yeah, it's a success. Can you remember the first song you wrote with these guys?
Some years later, because in the first years I was just following I do my best lines, but I didn't wrote a lot of songs, so it was more on my part than on the whole songs. Maybe it came later with the second band. They were almost the same guys with another drummer that it was Frogwiman. So he came with us and we met him. And then in that period, maybe I wrote some song, but I can't remember the exact song because it was more into we write together the songs. No, in the beginning it was more Benny or other guys. Then we start writing together as a band.
Collaboration.
Yes, it was more collaboration.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. In Frog Women, so I'm thinking Luciano.
No, Luciano arrived later. When we start Alter Gingerever, because Luciano was the older brother of our singer Gianni.
That's right.
And you met Gianni.
Yeah, because Gianni played with that. Of course, I was in the band for the wedding with Gianni and Benny.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Luciano was not there, of course.
And I was still young at the beginning. He arrives later, and we start this band called Alter Gingerevers.
Right.
And then. We choose to create a label now because we had we started writing a lot of songs together alone. Each one had this solo project, and so we said, "Oh, we are four people and like eight bands. We can do a label."
This is important because Lepers is how I find out about you guys' music. Lepers, L-E-P-E-R-S. .it,
yes.
People. If you go there, now it's a Bandcamp site, but it used to be a website on its own. And this is where I found all this Bari music. And I started playing on my shows. Actually, I think the gateway was my Waste of Space place, which nobody uses anymore. But I think that's how I stumbled onto it. And
yes, it was on my space, yes.
Yeah, I have my own name for it. My Waste of Space place.
Ah, okay, yes.
But this is how I stumble onto all this music. And so that's how it happened. Okay. Because I was wondering what the timeline, the chronology was. So you're playing with Benny, then you make a band with Luciano, then you make a label with Luciano, and this is Lepers. Okay.
Yes, we were like this band, Alter Gingerevers, and we all create this label all together at the beginning. We were like five people.
See. Yeah, but many different... costumes or different ways to present yourself, different projects, different collaborations, different bands.
Yes, it was funny. Our idea was to be almost always the same people, but changing position. Now we start playing other instruments and doing stuff that we didn't know. I started as Super Freak because Frogwiman lent me an acoustic guitar, and so I record an album. Playing. It was my first time with a guitar, and then I said, I can do it.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, two more strings.
Yes.
Okay, we're at the end of the first hour. April 10, 2021. Wow, Pedro's so special guest, Giuseppe Laricchia. Did I say that right?
Laricchia.
It's Laricchia. A K
yes.
Sound.
Yes.
The C's always screw me up in Italian. I never know how I say them. They could be S's. They could be SH's. They could be CH's. They could be K's. I will learn someday. Hold tight for hour two. April 10, 2021. It's the second hour of the Walk for Pedro show.
Can you sure assign that line? We'll be right back.
for Pedro Show. We start off the second hour. Super Freak. Author is a Paratext 2.
Paratext 2, yes.
Casa Maybe I'm. Trippy band name. Cheha Invitado. Tanti Bali. And Quartetto Capodoglio.
Doglio.
Yeah. It's the whale. The guy
yeah,
with
sperm
the
whale.
Sperm whale. Ballina, for the other guys. Here we go. Un'espertata conscienza del mondo esterno. Sorry, people. Okay, Plof after. This is a bunch of lepers bands, people. And of course, they're all from most of the Bari area, huh? Like he was saying. Actually, the same guys in different kind of formations. Bobby Bob. And then Panzanellas? Or Nellis? Yeah. Is it Spanish?
Panzanellas.
Okay, it's, yeah, so you say Nellis. Right? Broken Nose. L.A., not La, but L.A., Los Angeles, huh? L.A. Beard Club, Beginner. And then Sibioc Jokes. Super Freak. Okay. Now, was there a specific studio that you did all this in, or everybody did them at home?
It was almost made a dome, or because at one point I understood that way, you know, it was people talking about do it yourself. And so I said, if it's do it yourself, you have to do yourself everything, no? And so I have to record my own things, because that's the way. It was like I was very rigid in some way on that. No, we don't need studio. We record our own things. But we start buying some microphones and stuff and put it together. So mostly the band I played was recorded by our own selves. Then the Brad Pitt, that is was from Altamura near Bari, and they have their own studio, and they are Brad Pitt are also Quartetto Capodoglio, even Libellule Incandescenti, many bands too, and they were like another little they had the leper's approach to the music. So when we met, we said, okay, we were already thinking the same way, and they were in the label.
Now, can I ask you, before you guys, did Bari have a rock scene?
Yes, there was a punk scene. There was this
band.
Well,
not really a punk scene, like rock and roll, because this is sometimes the problem. The old rock and roll didn't like the punk rockers. In the 70s here, there was a big problem.
I guess in Bari was everything mixed. Okay. There was no so much difference between punk and reggae and rock, because they live all in the same spaces, no? They were like occupied places or some venues, and they played all the kind of gigs. So the people mostly were connected, or in some way they know each other. So there was no so much big split.
Yeah, we had a huge split. Like, punk rockers could not play rock and roll places. Yeah, it was ridiculous. You know, we're talking a long time ago, but I was wondering if you guys had the same problem. So there was some studios in Bari. You just said, forget it. It's DIY.
Yes, there were.
And it wasn't like they didn't allow you to play. You just thought that the situation was do it yourself. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Later, I recorded sometimes in a studio a couple of times, but I was more adult, less rigid. I understood that it was easier in that way.
Well, yeah, but maybe you learn more doing it on yourself. Now, what'd you start with? The 4-track cassette?
We start with the DAT. It was
DAT.
Yes, for 4 tracks, yes.
Okay, 4 tracks. So you learn how to do bounce, sound down sound, Les Paul.
Yes, I don't know, but we do that.
Well, what happens is Super Freak is kind of a one-man band, right?
Yeah, Super Freak was most, it started when I was alone. It was my band. I already had the name Super Freak because I thought I will do something with bass and funky. But when I start recording, I didn't do that. I was doing other stuff.
Oh, you mean you're talking about Rick James?
I knew Rick James later. It was like to say Super Monster. It was something, I would like to say something weird, you know? And so I said Super Freak.
Okay. Yeah, because you know it's kind of a sex thing, right? There's freaky.
Yes, yes.
But then
yes,
there's
I
super freaky.
Late,
yeah. Yeah. let's play some more super freak.
Oh,
Thank you. Thank you.
Want for Pedro show that music? Become a super freak. Bargain that sign again. Then Hattor, Cerchi, Centauri after that, Ministero dello Spazio. Tiziano Serra with Del Mar, and finally Super Freak, Eluxidate. Now, see, I asked you about the Sound on Sound because, yeah, one man band. And so, what first, usually, the bass?
No, generally the guitar, because okay. I told you, Super Freak is when I start playing guitar.
I understand.
It was connected with the guitar, yes.
But I still hear bass sometimes. A lot of times Super Freak still has, yeah, it's not Dos or something. But I hear bass, I hear bass.
So I played on a multitrack. Generally, the last album, it was I played almost the keyboard. All the songs are written on a keyboard, on a Casio tone. And then I write all the other parts with a couple of friends that are Jacopo Fiore, that played drums from ISM band,
yeah, sure.
And Andrea Caprara, maybe you know.
Yeah, sure.
Sigoti, and he played the sax on the album.
Sigoti, right. Tollum, U.S. guy. And
the
other guys were, where were they? Forenza, I think, or outside, Tuscany somewhere.
Yes, they were from Tuscany.
Yeah, I remember they cooked for me. Very old pad, and when I looked out the window, it was just like a painting from 600 years ago. Yeah, it was amazing. You can see with those landscapes. So, but what I'm curious about, of course, you're probably using a pewter now to record into, right?
I didn't understand.
What, you don't use the data anymore for recording. You use a computer,
no,
right?
No, I use a computer, yes, since years. It was easier, and I can do some cut and paste. When you play alone, it's easier.
Sure. I use it all the time. Even though I usually use it like a tape recorder, it's very convenient. And so, because I ask with a one-man band, you know, a lot of one-man bands, they start with the drums. Then a lot of your tunes don't have drums.
Yes, because I can't play drums. It's the thing that I can play with no ability good, not even for me. So I ask, every time I ask someone to play drums for me.
And how do you record them? Because you don't bring them into your house, right?
No, I have a rehearsal room where I play with the
band. I understand. Practice pad, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Makes sense. We go there to record the loudest stuff, you know?
Right. And I love this idea that the guy making the music, writing the music, composing the music, is also recording the music. I think it's more possible these days.
Yes. Now I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Because more is more going to electronic and stuff, and it's easier to do by your own at home. But I guess it's funny. For me, it's funny even the mix moment. And I have a couple of people which I speak a lot. When I start an album, I start writing them, speaking with them with telephone. I said, I put plus one on the bass. What do you think? And they answer me, too much. Okay. And it was every time a lot of speaking. We spent a lot of time mixing, but it's a good thing because you keep talking about the album with other people and they give you new ideas and stuff.
Advice.
And it gives
you a certain perspective that's outside yourself.
Yes, and it's very important.
Yeah. We say, so you can see the forest for the trees. We're at the end of the second hour, April 10, 2021, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Giuseppe Laricchia.
Right.
Okay. Power 3. April 10, 2021. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Nothing.
Watch for Pedro show. We start off the third hour with Super Freak doing Illuminati guys. You're missing a member. And then Garage Boy with Still Life with mobile phone. And finally Super Freak with S1 minus S1 minus zero and S2 minus zero. Yeah, some mathematical formula there.
It's semiotic, not mathematical.
Semiotic, sorry. Well,
yes.
Yeah. Well, it's, okay, let's say this. It's algebra, huh? It's some kind of syntax to...
No. It's more near to language that represent the when I give some knowledge to another people. It represents that I keep the knowledge, but even the other one add that knowledge too. So it's about the language, not about arithmetics.
Yeah, but in a way, algebra doesn't always have to be mathematic. It's just it's a language, right? It's a way.
Yes.
It's a way of describing. And you talk. What I see here is I could tell it was semiotics. I am a big fan of Mr. Umberto Eco.
Yes.
Might have invented it. He was very important with it. But yeah, semiotics is the science of signs. Things are always pointing to things. And so what he's describing here is kind of a relationship of information.
Yes, it's like people that explain jokes some ways.
Yeah. You could try to explain a joke. But you know, there's a thing about jokes, right? You have to get it. Yeah, so.
Yes.
I wonder if science will ever solve that problem. But, okay, tell me about songwriting process.
Yes, generally, when I play with Super Freak, it's more connected with, I start playing an instrument, so it comes the music before everything. So I start playing guitar or keyboards, mostly guitar or keyboard, sometimes bass, but it's mostly guitar and keyboard. And then I start singing in a fake language like English or French or no words. And so that makes me a part. And then I put different parts while I accumulate these little parts and I put it together. I guess Super Freak is like a mix of very micro songs all together, one after the other.
So and then you compose them to like an album. So it's like one big piece.
Yes, like one song. There used to be five, six songs before that moment. I cut it and I said, okay, I take a piece from that and a piece from this song and I put it together. How does it sound? Okay, it's good. Okay. I can do that.
So the title comes last.
Yes, the title comes when I write, when I draw the album generally.
But it seems Super Freak titles are very important.
Yes, in this album it was more focused because I had this idea because sometimes I received the memes and I didn't understand that, no? So I started to looking at that, a lot of them and studying, and I studied semiotic at university, so I started reading this book, Lexia, which was semiotic with memes. And so everything was mixing up and coming back in my life. So I said, maybe it's the main topic I want to talk about in this album. So this one is more focused, too.
Yeah, you know, now I realize I was a student. Instead of mathematics, I should have said logic. That's exactly what this
is. Yes,
logic.
It's more near logic.
Mathematics is an applied form of logic. The bigger... this is a subset of logic, the semiotics, is explaining how knowledge is passed on. And people, the idea of memes is sort of parallel to the idea of virus. Things
spread. Sometimes, yes. Yeah, they spread. And the good thing of memes that was interesting for me, they are kind of unfinished text, no? If you don't know what is behind that memes, you cannot understand that.
Right, the context.
Yes, you have to finish that text.
If you don't know the context, if you don't understand the context, you're lost.
Yes.
And what happens is people, maybe that seems obvious, but we take it for granted. And you could be lost. You could be totally ignorant, even though you have all that information, because you don't understand the context.
Right. That's it.
Okay, great. I love it. Okay, I want to play this other side project you have, Arabia Saudad.
Arabia Saudade.
Portuguese.
La crescita dei capelli e sono con voi con tutto il mio cuore e il mio cuoio capelluto.
Thank you. Thank you. saputo che era un amore. Ma ti dico, no, scordati di me, scordati di me, la mia pelle era avanzata, il mio busto era bellissimo. Mi dispiace, ma sono già impegnata. Ma mi ricordo da 16 anni e mi fanno sposare. Lo so che è un bel ragazzo, però purtroppo io ti dico di no. Ti dico di no. Io ti amo. Non mi sono vedere domani.
E così i due giovani non si dividono mai più.
Watch for Pedro Show, last music for this edition, Japão. You know, it was the Portuguese that gave us the word Japan. They don't say that over there. They call it Niho or Nipo. Rabia Sadada. And then this big jam. I don't know who's in this band. Trichology?
Yes, it's a very big band. The band is called Trichology, yes.
Okay, but this piece is like half hour, right? But I just thought, let's get all the lepers in. Because it's a big jam, huh? La Cadura, and actually only one part. It's the first part, La Cadura?
La Cadura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Trichology is focused on losing air. We jam to not lose air.
Ah, okay. Okay. And finally, Frog Women and Super Freak. I guess this was an early collab. Sono Finanzara.
Oh, great song.
Okay. But that's way back up. You guys.
Yes.
But it shows you, the more things change, the more they stay the same. You guys are still pioneers. You're still exploring. You're still experimenting.
Yes. We live now quite far because I moved in Milan. But
right.
For women, it's abroad for me.
Right, right. So people, he lives almost by Switzerland.
Yes,
much far from the heel of the boot. That's at the top of the boot where you put your leg in, okay? For a moment there, you know, I think just because you guys were so kind of isolated into yourself, it's kind of why you got into the DIY thing, and it wasn't just a slogan. It was actually a way of doing things.
Sure. I was not in a scene. There was not a scene like us. We were like the weird ones in the barrio scene, you know?
Yeah.
And but that reconnects to a lot of people. That was lucky for me, because when I went here in Milan, I already knew all the people which I that toured in Bari or they where I played. So I already had friends here, and it was a great thing. Music helped me now moving from a place to another in an easy way.
Yeah, the musical connections lasted. And,
yes.
So future plans.
Future plans. I'm in this moment. I'm playing and thinking to new albums and stuff. So I will do. I think a compilation focused on fake language. So people that try to sing a language they don't know. And I have this idea, but it's very hard to do. I want to do an hip hop album, but on Byzantine Imperium, sing in ancient Greek. It was my challenge, no, to do that. It's very hard because I can't rap and I never did hip hop music before, and I cannot speak Greek. So there is a friend that's helping me, and I got two songs at the moment, but it was all focused on the Byzantio and the Roman Empire, the Eastern Roman Empire, right?
Right. Actually, they never even said Byzantine. You know, that's after they were gone.
But yes.
When the Western part fell, people, the Eastern part kept going, and that's the one that turned Christian. And the big town was Constantinople, which we call Istanbul now.
Right. It was, and I started reading. I never studied the history, and I started reading, and it's amazing. It's like more than. It's like you can see in a movie, but harder and crazier stuff. So it was, I was a fan of that history.
Yeah, lasted like 1,000 years. And in fact, there's an Umberto Eco book that starts.
Yes.
About Alino. Now, Baudolino is a guy who's born with a great talent. He can understand every language. I love that book. It was crazy. And it starts with the sacking. It was Christians taking another Christian town to pay off their gambling debt to the Venetian. Mr. Eco had a great sense of humor.
Yes.
But also some very strong truths, too. I'm a big fan of his work. Yeah. And it's been a big honor. When you get this record done, will you come back on the show and we can play it and talk about it?
Yes. Yes, okay. We can do that. I don't know when we'll finish because
No pressure. like Orson Welles said, no wine before it's time. No wine.
Yes, because it's very hard.
That's right.
And I started one song for each, for some emperor, no? So I started from Constantinos, and it's in Latin. It was easier for me because Latin is more similar to Italian. And then I'm starting with Greek, and it's hard.
You can do it, though. And also, people, lepers at Bandcamp, LEPERS.LT, or lepers.bandcamp.com. Great, great music there. And Giuseppe, thank you so much for being on the show. And keep
thank
on
you to you.
Absolutely. Fellow bass brother. Okay.
Sure.
People, April 10, 2021 edition, Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.